Hi, this is Bobby Weir, and you're listening to Community Radio, KGNU.
Hear the latest news and technology every Friday morning at 8:25 here at KGNU. Tech Talks is produced by students at the Innovation Center in Longmont and connects you to tech news locally and globally. That's Tech Talks, Friday mornings at 8:25 here at KGNU.
Happy Saturday, and welcome to Terrasonic, your weekly one-hour magic carpet ride around the world. I'm happy to be hosting the first one of 2019. Our faithful leader, Joel Davis, could not be in the studio today, and I'm elated to take over. What a good position, what a good audience, what a good day to be hanging in here. We just started the show with San Francisco-based producer Al Lover, right there. That was a collaboration called Al Lover Meets the Cairo Liberation Front, and really brings together so many different influences from house, punk, psychedelia, and filters it through this really hedonistic groove that brings a kind of new shape and form to dance music. and some nice stuff dropped in 2011. I mean, 2017, rather. It's 12:05, so we've got a great chunk of the 12 o'clock hour ahead of us. And right now, I'm not coming to you from the Boulder studio, so this week, if you want to get in touch, feel free to call 303-825-0619. Or you can always email DJ at kgnu.org. Right now, we're going to hear a new track from the upcoming release, Mujeres, from the Portland band Y La Bamba. And it's shaping up to be a good one. This is the first single they've released only days ago. So check out Quattro Crazy here on Terrasonic. Peace.
Toute la nuit, tant qu'un cochon serait toi. Sans pas qu'on côté m'gualé. Au pas qu'on qui s'en poil fait. Sans pas que you empty way. Moi tourné un jeune démon. Son petit femme qui m'éteint dans ça. Au même 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 qui m'éteint dans ça. Chérie, qu'il y a plongé la main pour non. C'est où que t'as metté Sky moi. Mais gagné qu'il n'y a qu'il ne fait pas. C'est où que mettez-moi sous ça. Na sa con ça, sous 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 ça.
Back. Let's see what we just played. You are tuned to Terrasonic here on KGNU, Boulder, Denver, and Fort Collins. We just got out of a nice Calypso track from the band based in Lyon, France, called Commandant Cousteau. That one dropped last March. Before that, we heard Temori, another new one from this year, mixing all sorts of North and West African sounds. Garam Masala was a track from Eamon Payne and Hari Savansan. And that album, or it's kind of a small album, it's more of an EP that dropped in the waning months of 2018. Good stuff from the Iranian producer based in Melbourne, Australia. Always doing interesting things, and some excellent Veena playing. The Veena is kind of in the same class as a sitar. It's a North Indian instrument, and Sounds almost like a slide guitar. Very good stuff. Started the set with Quattro Crazy by Il La Bamba, who are going to be putting out a new record in the early months of this year. So let's look out for that. And continue to enjoy some good tunes. You know, we got lots of new stuff to play as always, but right now we're going to kind of dip back into the annals of history a little bit. For instance, this next album from a group called The Devil's Anvil, this came out in 1967, and these dudes all met in the kind of the Greenwich Village scene in New York, and decided to bring together all sorts of Arab, Greek, and Turkish elements of their homelands. And it was produced by Felix Pappalardi, who many would know as a rock and folk producer of records of that time. And their one and only album that we're going to hear next, it was released during escalating tensions between Israel and other neighboring Arab countries. So subsequently, radio stations here in the States would not actually play the album for the most part because of, quote, controversial content. So a lot of people kind of let it slip them by. It was more of a obscurity then and now. But it was produced on Columbia Records, so it did at least have a major label backing it. So the record's still out there. You can find it. So let's get into it. Also want to let you know that this program is made possible by you, the KGNU listener, and by Kelmeg and Associates, reminding you to protect your health and finances with health insurance. Open enrollment for 2019 health insurance ends January 15th. Providing in-person help from our Connect for Health Colorado certified experts, appointments can be set at kelmeg.com or 303-466-9575. You are tuned to Terrasonic on KGNU.
She's shining, she's shining, yeah. Well, leave with me. Okay. The melted ice. Yeah. When you first met, keep it on your mind. Right. Just give it, baby.
محبة أغلى ود حنان هي وتيامو فاطومة بنت جيران أغلى محبة أغلى ود حنان وعيني فرسين زي هالعينين في كل مكان هي وتيامو فاطومة بنت جيران يا حبيبي هي صولو سهر ليلي مهما يطول تعالى لي ريح بالي وهني قلبي اللي مشغول يا حبيبي هي صولو سهر ليلي مهما يطول تعالى لي ريح بالي وهني قلبي اللي مشغول دوب ازاي يا حبيبي وريوم زمان دوب ازاي يا حبيبي وريوم زمان يوتيامو فاطومة بنت جيران أغلى محبة أغلى ود حنان وعيني فرسين زي هالعينين في كل مكان يوتيامو فاطومة بنت جيران يا مارينا لما جينا يا فاطومة أجمل يوم طل علينا وتهنينا وتبقي جنبي في قلبي دوم يا مارينا لما جينا يا فاطومة أجمل يوم طل علينا وتهنينا وتبقي جنبي في قلبي دوم دوب ازاي يا حبيبي وريوم زمان دوب ازاي يا حبيبي وريوم زمان يوتيامو فاطومة بنت جيران أغلى محبة أغلى ود حنان وعيني فرسين زي هالعينين في كل مكان يوتيامو فاطومة بنت جيران تعالى لي يا نسيني يا نسي قلبي اللي هو جوا صولو ميو موري روحي قلبي دوم افتاد تعالى لي يا نسيني يا نسي قلبي اللي هو جوا صولو ميو موري روحي قلبي دوم افتاد دوم ازاي يا حبيبي واليوم زمان دوم ازاي يا حبيبي واليوم زمان يوتيامو فاطومة بنت جيران أغلى محبة أغلى ود حنان وعيني فرسين زي هالعينين في كل مكان يوتيامو فاطومة بنت جيران يوتيامو فاطومة بنت جيران يوتيامو فاطومة بنت جيران
right. You are tuned to Terrasonic here on KGNU, your home for Saturday music of many tropical varieties. Bringing it all home before the 1 o'clock hour rolls on through and you get 2 hours of reggae bloodlines. My name is Cal Huss, happy to be sitting in for our friend Joel Davis. Right now we are hearing the sounds of Majid Bekas. This is a new single called Merhaba. Before this, we had Salim. Where is that? Salim El Baroudi, who comes to us from a compilation from Radio Martico. They're based in Belgium, and just back in September, they dropped this compilation. They went through the archives of Sono Cairo and Disc Sahara and Misophone, and they found some really enlightening old pieces of music from Cairo and other parts of Egypt. So that's what we heard there. Before it was the song Keep It by Tony Franks and the Hippie Souls. They emerged from Lebanon sometime in the later 60s. And starting everything in that set with Shishesler by The Devil's Anvil. Moving forward, you know I'm moving forward. I'm about to take a little trip to Ecuador and getting excited. It's happening next week, so I'm in the preparation stages. Very excited. And right now we're going to hear a little track from Lachivio Bohemia, who comes to us from Quito, Ecuador, and has been producing all sorts of electronic music for a long time. This next track is a head-spinning modern cumbia from him. And yes, I hope that you enjoy the deranged Amazonian stylings from Lachivio Bohemia, and feel free to email me at dj@kgnu.org.
Chango. tú digas. Ok, ok.
Bye.
Coming in for a landing here. You have been tuned to Terrasonic here on your community radio station. That's right, this is KGNU 88.5 FM, 1390 AM, 98.7 FM in Fort Collins, 93.7 in Nederland. Always online at kgnu.org, and you can catch this show and many others for the foreseeable future to share with all generations at afterfm.com. My name is Cal. It's been a pleasure serving you on this beautiful sunny Saturday on the Front Range. About to kick on out of here. Right there we heard a brand new single from Peacemaker Bicycle. You know, I'm not exactly sure where these dudes are from, but they recorded this in the Hazukashi Studios in Kyoto, Japan. None of their names sound Japanese, so it's a curiosity for another day. The song is called Elephant, and yeah, released on January 1st, coming in hot for the 2019 year. Somos Candela came before that by Chico Man and Captain Planet. Based in Los Angeles, but bringing in all sorts of sounds from around the world. Have you seen the movie The Babadook? I'm not sure if that's what this song is named after, but I think it is. That's coming from a Nicaraguan group of players called Nebula Rosa. They met in Miami, played music together in New Orleans, and put out their first album last year. It's called Bengala. Cumbia Hypnotica came before that and started us off. That was the Ecuadorian artist La Chivio Bohemia, and getting me pumped for my trip to Ecuador in the coming days. And right now, I'm getting pumped to leave you with a little reggae bloodlines at the top of the hour. And right now, we're going to hear a real nice one from Ryko Jazz. This is a Congolese group who were active back at the beginning of the 1960s all the way through until the 70s, and they play this amazing, ebullient mix of music from all sorts of styles, pulling Latin elements in, and cha-cha, mambo, pachanga, sucus, bolero, rumba, and all sorts of other genres that you may be familiar with or may not be. Either way, the result is fantastic, and we got this one re-released for the first time ever back in November 30th of 2018. So we're going to hear it, Dansons avec le Ryko Jazz, great Congolese artists here on Terrasonic. Thanks for joining me, and peace.
Together I love, amor I say no. Together I love. seno.
With the BBC News. Hello. US congressional leaders and White House officials are meeting to try to end the budget row, which has paralysed parts of the government for more than 2 weeks. President Trump has threatened to declare a national emergency unless he's given $5 billion to fund a wall on the border with Mexico. David Willis is in Washington.
It would be a controversial move were he to go in that direction, and almost certainly there'll be some in his own party, in fact, who would be against it, and there would be almost certainly legal challenges to it as well. Such a move is really normally reserved for times of war, not for getting out of political scrambles such as this.
The head of the Election Commission in the Democratic Republic of Congo has said plans to announce the winner of the country's presidential election on Sunday cannot go ahead on time. Corneil Nanga said the commission had received less than half the vote tally sheets from around the country, and the announcement of provisional results would have to be delayed until sometime next week. But another election commission spokesman told the BBC that no formal decision to delay the announcement has been made. Attacks organised by criminal organisations in the northeastern Brazilian resort city of Fortaleza have continued for a fourth day. It's the first test for the new president, Jair Bolsonaro, who was elected promising to tackle violent crime. Leonardo Rocha reports.
The attacks have caused panic in the population of Fortaleza, Brazil's fifth largest city. They come at the height of the summer holiday season when hundreds of thousands of people travel to the area. The authorities in the state of Ceará say, however, that the deployment of troops has already had a positive impact. Shops have reopened and local buses have begun circulating again. Each bus is being guarded by three heavily armed soldiers. The attacks are a protest against tougher measures introduced in local prisons, which are largely controlled by powerful criminal gangs.
Russia's Deputy Foreign Minister Sergei Ryabkov says the country is not willing to consider a prisoner swap involving the former US Marine Paul Whelan, who's accused of spying. He described his arrest as very serious. Sarah Rainsford reports from Moscow.
Sergei Ryabkov seemed to dismiss any suggestion that the former US Marine had been detained as a kind of hostage to exchange for a high-profile Russian detainee in the United States. On Friday, Britain's Foreign Secretary, Jeremy Hunt, warned that no person should be used as a pawn in any game. His comments came as speculation grew outside Russia that Moscow might be seeking to swap Mr. Whelan for Maria Butina. She's admitted conspiring to act as an unregistered agent of Moscow in the United States. But Russia's foreign ministry, even Vladimir Putin, have condemned her case often and loudly.
World News from the BBC. Germany's cyber defense agency, the BSI, has defended itself against accusations that it knew weeks ago that hackers had stolen personal data from hundreds of politicians and celebrities. Opposition politicians are angry that the huge breach came to light only on Friday. The BSI said a single member of parliament had approached the agency at the start of December with concerns about a hacking incident. It said it wasn't until Thursday night that it had become aware of a systematic leak of information on a Twitter account, which has now been taken down. Several thousand anti-government demonstrators in Hungary have marched in the capital Budapest to protest against the policies of the far-right government of Viktor Orban. Their demand includes higher wages and pension reforms. Nick Thorpe is in Budapest.
The main achievement of these protests so far has been the unprecedented degree of unity from the left to the right of the Hungarian political spectrum. But as the novelty as the demonstrations wears on,